Sang Saraswati Namaha. The armor of Kali. The respected eternal consciousness of infinite goodness said, O supremely divine nature, you have been told of the great song of the foremost respected she who takes away the darkness. Now listen to her armor. Now remember, a kavach is a suit of armor. It's like a protection that we wear, and it's a suit of mantras that we establish in the various places of our body. So most of the kavaches are like a nyas, where we establish mantras into our body. And those mantras contain energies, and those energies create a field of protection. The seer of this hymn of the goddess who is victorious over the three worlds is the consciousness of infinite goodness, Shiva. The meter is Anushtup, 32 syllables to the verse, and the foremost, she who takes away the darkness, is famous as the deity. The mantra of Maya is the seed. The mantra of Maya, Hrim. Beauty is the energy which lifts to gladness. Cream is the pin, and the perfect attainment and perfection of desires is its application for which it is widely known. So all the kamana, siddhartha, all the desires will be brought to perfection. And this is its purpose, its vinyoga, its application, to fulfill all desires. Remember, ka is the cause. Ra is the subtle body or the mind. E is the causal body, and Anuswara is perfection. The cause of bringing your mind into the perfection of perfect communion, cream, that is the cause of perfection of all desires. When the whole mind comes to reside in perfect communion in the causal body, what else do you desire? It has been fulfilled. Hrim, may the foremost protect my head. Shrim, may she who takes away the darkness protect in the face. Krim, may the supreme energy reside in the heart. May the greater than the greatest protect in the throat. In the eyes, may the creator of the perceivable universe protect. In the ears, may she who manifests peace. May the great limitation of consciousness protect in the nose. May all welfare protect the taste. May the ever-pure one protect the teeth. In the cheeks, may she who resides in the lotus protect. In the two lips, may forgiveness protect. May she with the great laugh protect in the chin. May the supreme ruler of excellence protect the neck. May the expression of grace protect the upper back. May the giver of strength protect the two arms. May the giver of non-duality protect the hands. May the extremely fierce one protect the two shoulders. May the illuminator of the three worlds protect the back. May my sides be protected by the indivisible one. May she who resides in strength and capacity protect my waist. May she with the great eyes protect in the navel. May she who manifests light protect in the region of the sexual organs. May she who is all welfare protect the thighs, and may Parvati, daughter of the mountain, protect my two feet. May the victorious reliever of difficulties also protect the breath and life force. May she who grants all attainment protect the whole body. May all places that have not been mentioned in the recitation of this armor be protected as well. Errors and omissions clause. May I always be protected by the foremost eternal divine mother who takes away the darkness. Hey, divine ones, this is the explanation of the knowledge which confers victory over the three worlds. The supremely magnificent armor of the eternal divine mother, she who takes away the darkness. One should recite these mantras at the time of worship with the mind fully absorbed in the foremost goddess. When the foremost is excellently pleased, she grants the fulfillment of all desires. With the fullest offering comes the most complete attainment of perfection, and with a small offering becomes a small attainment. Remember the verse we had in the Kila Kastav, in the Chandi, just as you give, so do you receive, and by no other means is she pleased. And this is the form of the pin by which all of these mantras have been bound by the great God. So here, with a great offering, with the fullest offering, comes the most complete attainment of perfection, and with a small offering comes a small attainment. Those without children will gain children. Those who desire wealth will attain wealth. Those who desire knowledge will attain knowledge. Those who desire desires will attain the fulfillment of desires. If you have any desires, they'll all be fulfilled. What else could you desire when your mind has come to rest in the causal body, one with the goddess? All desires are fulfilled. By reciting 1,000 times, one completes the Homa offering, which will grant the appropriate fruit and aspires to the attainment of perfection. With sandalwood, wood apple scent, red vermilion and red sandal paste, one should write the mantra on the bark of the birch tree or on a plate of gold, and the spiritual seeker should wear it. So we make a kavach or an amulet, and we write it on the birjapatra, on the bark of the birch tree. Wear it on the crown of the head, at the right upper arm, at the throat, or on the waist. She who takes away the darkness yields to such a person and bestows the object of desire. Nowhere is the experience of fear, and everywhere such a poet is victorious. Such a person becomes free from infirmities, is blessed with immortal life, and wields great strength. Such a person becomes accomplished in all branches of knowledge and knows the subtle principles of all scriptures. Such a person yields for the protection of the earth and becomes established in enjoyment and liberation, otherwise known as self-realization. You have been allowed to hear this ultimate knowledge in which the darkness of the age of darkness is destroyed. Om. This is the kavach, the armor of Kali. Now, each of the deities has their own kavach. We have the Shiva kavach in the Shiva Puja. We have the Devi kavach in the Chandipat. We have a kavach, a suit of armor, suitable for each of the deities. This is the Kali Kavach. Do you have any questions? Preem is the definition of Maya. Ha is what can be perceived through the senses. Ra, conceived in the mind. E, known through intuition or meditation. And Anuswar, beyond Turiya, or the perfection. All that can be perceived through the senses and conceived in the mind and known through intuition and beyond. This is the embodiment, the definition of Maya.
Preem. It's also Tamagun. The Bija of Tama.
Of Kama?
Tamagun.
No. It is the Bija of Sattvaguna.
Oh,
yes. Are there other questions about Kali?
Why are we doing just a physical description of protection? Why is the armor just a physical armor?
We're placing it in the body and over the body to protect the vibration that's inside. But it doesn't just sit on the top. It permeates. It goes right through every joint, every area. For example, when we place her Bija mantra in the three eyes, it goes right not only into the two eyes of physical perception, but into the eye of intuition as well. So these are not just a physical kavach, a physical suit of armor that you would put on physically. This is a metaphysical suit of armor. Yes, please.
You said, I'm sorry, I don't have the book to
understand.
How much you worship is how much you get back.
Yes.
I'm not sure I can frame the question properly, but in my experience, I've sometimes gotten more than I felt I gave.
That's where... your account. She has her own account. You may think, as I have often thought, whatever tapasya I ever performed was such a small offering comparison to what I was finding. In fact, it wasn't even tapasya. It was joy. So you can't only judge from your perception. You may get the fruit of your karma, whether you acknowledge it or not. She knows. Any other questions about Kali? Because actually, yes, please.
Why is it we put the kavach on every day? Does it fade, disappear, a reminder, an acknowledgement?
It's both a reminder and an acknowledgement, and it's an energy field, a shield, which protects the vibration that we put inside. And now here we establish that goddess inside, we put the kavach on over it so she's protected. And we carry that around with us every day, everywhere we go. And now we're protected. Nobody is going to make us lose our center. Every day, whether we need it or not, we'll carry that kavach with us. We'll carry that vibration, which is protected, with us.